From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Sergei Rachmaninoff was one of the most popular classical composers of the 20th century, but he has been snubbed by some music historians. One famous history book devotes a mere 7 lines to him. Well, our critic Tom Manoff says a new CD highlights the composer's genius. It is Rachmaninoff's 24 Preludes from pianist Stephen Osborne.
Many young piano students have played Rachmaninoff's famous Prelude in C-sharp minor and imagined themselves on stage at Carnegie Hall, hands in the air dropping down to play its grand octaves and chords. And I was one of them. Listening to this prelude, which opens this CD, I couldn't stop myself from going to the piano and giving it another try. For about a page. Then I just sat back and listened to Stephen Osborne play. Rachmaninoff composed 24 preludes, one for each musical key. They've been recorded by some of the greatest pianists, which makes it tough for any new recording to find a niche. Preludes are essentially vignettes that explore one musical idea. So it's important to capture that idea in performance. Osborne does, and with great clarity, giving each prelude a distinct and compelling character. A lot of music can be made ostentatious through overly opulent performance. But Osborne puts opulence on a diet. He looks inside the music for the basic threads that hold it together and comes up not with gauze, but with velvet. Stephen Osborne has reawakened in me the essential beauty of these preludes and reminded me also of the composer's high level of craft. And Osborne brings a special feeling to this music. It's not opulence, it's innocence.
That's Tom Manoff. He was reviewing Stephen Osborne's new recording of Rachmaninoff's piano preludes. And you can listen to some of them at nprmusic.org.